You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I'm really excited. This is going to be super cool. I think you'll get a lot of value from this. I really do. I think you'll get some good tips on taking your video marketing to the next level, because we have a video juggernaut on here, the winning gladiator, the slayer of all other video marketers. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to make me blush.
We did this little thing called the 14-day challenge, which is a little group that we do. The current kind of plans are we do them like once a quarter. And this last challenge that we ran, which ended a couple weeks ago, we had 4,500 people, well, about 4,400 something, joined the 14-day challenge. And we ran all these different contests. And then we ran a final contest to determine a champion. And that champion joins us today, Miss Molly Dahlbeck. Molly, how you doing?
Good. I'm so good. And I'm excited to be here. And it was just a blast. And I've been following everything that you've been doing, just soaking everything up since that challenge. And it's been awesome. So thank you.
That's so cool. And so for those that don't know what it's about, we run these 14-day challenges, which are, you guessed it, 14 days. And I go live every day for 14 days and I teach marketing. And it's mainly psychology, linguistics, and things like that to become more effective on your Facebook Lives. And so it's not super, like, we don't get into, like capture pages or blogs or fancy schmance. We just basic how to use better communications on Facebook Live so you get more leads, get more results, get more signups. And although I don't have the end results around me right now, I wish I did, but I know that it generated just a ton of sales, a ton of leads, and it was awesome. And so we ran this final contest, and Molly was the big champion. She won $2,000 and some other stuff. And so she's just rocking it out. So let's start with the questions. And if you have a question, I can't guarantee we'll answer it, but I'll post it and I will do my best. And so, Molly, you went through the 14-day challenge. And I'm curious, what were you expecting? And, you know, maybe was it in alignment? Was it like, oh, this is exactly as I expected? Or like, what were you expecting and what did you experience throughout the challenge?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I was kind of like really searching for something that was going to boost me out of my comfort zone, because, you know, I've been doing network marketing for a long time and I was just kind of, you know, in my comfort zone. I was kind of going through the motions and I just needed that like push. And when I got in, it exceeded my expectations, because I just thought it was going to be kind of a group of people that, you know, were going to come together and they were going to cheer each other on and do videos and just consistently do videos, which I was willing to do, just for the accountability piece of it. But what I realized is that you really went deep with some key marketing strategies and, you know, just ways of communicating your message that I wouldn't have otherwise thought of, that I believe that now will, you know, serve my communication with my audience further, you know, down the road. And I got a ton out of it. It definitely exceeded my expectations for sure.
Awesome. What would you say are maybe two or three tips that you got out of the challenge that might help some of the people on here that weren't in the challenge?
Yeah, I think having like a basic formula. Sorry, can you hear that? The dinging.
Is it me or you? I don't know.
I put away on my thing, but I keep getting texts. I think that having an actual formula to follow when you're doing your videos that actually has an intention, a step-by-step intention, was really key for me, because I think it's easy to get on a video and be like, okay, I did the video, you know, right, and now I'll do another video. And it's really about, you know, quality versus quantity. And really, sorry if I can turn this off, I apologize.
It reminds me of, what is it, Around the Horn on ESPN? Like when someone makes a good point, it like dings a point, like, good point.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know why I keep getting I don't know why I can't shut that up. Anyways, having that step-by-step and having a clear-cut intention of the type of, you know, result that you're looking to achieve not only helps you in your business, but it also serves, you know, your audience in a bigger way. Yeah. And I think that was a really big takeaway. Another takeaway that I got is just, I think, by watching your example of consistency, it really up-leveled my own mindset as to what it looks like to continually be consistent. And on one of your interviews the other day, I think it was with Brian Carruthers, he had said, you know, pick your pace, but be consistent with that pace. And that really resonated with me because everybody in our industry, you know, we're working at a different pace, and it's about just picking that pace and then staying consistent with the pace.
Yeah, no, that's good for sure. And, you know, it's a great point because there are people that maybe didn't do the 14-day challenge because they thought, well, I do lives all the time. And but are you generating leads? Are you generating results? And so, you know, we did dive deep on that for sure. And yeah, I mean, you've been around. I mean, you've been in network marketing. How long have you been in network marketing? Like, what's your network marketing story? I know you've done very well.
Yeah. When I was 19, I bought my first like business in a box, like an infomercial back when, you know, it wasn't that cool. And then, you know, kind of failed.
Was that a network marketing business or something else?
I think it was network marketing, but I wasn't even sure what network marketing was at the time. It was literally like this little box of knickknack things, and you're supposed to go to these Fleet Farms and like sell them, and then you make a certain profit. I don't know what I was thinking, but I think it was the first idea for me of, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I don't know what an entrepreneur does. I don't know what that looks like. It was just kind of me playing around. And then, and that was when I was living in California, and then I came home, and what happened was I was dealing with some anxiety in my life. And I think a lot of it was due to just not having that clear direction and that purposeful plan of what I wanted to do. It seemed like a lot of people in my life were heading off to college. They had this clear cut, you know, idea of what they wanted to do. And I started to dive into personal development books because I wanted to help with the anxiety. And and throughout the process of, you know, learning some of these, you know, affirmations and how to like talk my way through certain things, it opened up the door to network marketing and entrepreneurship, you know, online business. And that was, you know, I was in my young 20s when I came online and just kind of started messing around, and then, you know, kind of got into more online marketing, affiliate marketing. Tried my hand at a few different businesses that didn't necessarily play out. And it wasn't really until, you know, 2010 that I started to see, you know, momentum in the industry. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely not an overnight success story whatsoever. Sure. I've been at this for a while, so.
Yeah. And she's being very modest. I mean, you've done very well. You've done, right? I can say that.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think for a stay-at-home mom that, you know, has a medical assistant background, no sales experience, I'm very happy that it's allowed me to be able to stay at home with my kids and be able to help a lot of people around the world. So
it's awesome. Yeah. So what would you say to the person, you know, one number I do remember is I remember that we had 720 people do their first Facebook Live. They had never done one. Some of them had been wanting to do one for like years. What would you say, based on your experience and what you know, what would you say to the person on here that wants to do a Facebook Live, but maybe they're nervous or they're not sure what to say? How would you coach them to do that first Facebook Live?
I would say that your success is not going to hinge on one video, your success or your failure. And the longer you wait to start, that's the longer that you are procrastinating on creating results in your life. You know, before Facebook Live, there was, you know, YouTube. And I remember one of my mentors said, you know, until you've got 100 videos that you've shot on YouTube, you know, don't really expect to see much. And I was like, ugh, you know, and that's when you're like starting, stopping, you're like judging yourself and all of this. Now it's just like push live and go. And I would just say the longer that you procrastinate on it, the longer you're gonna wait to see results, and give yourself the permission to totally suck at it. Like in the beginning, you're probably not gonna be that good until you start to get the feel for it. And that's why I love the 14-day challenge so much, because even though I've done videos before, having that consistency of every day I'm doing a video every day, and you start to really learn how to get better. And the only way to get better is to start. And the only way to get better from there is to keep doing it in consistent, you know, action, and learn exactly how to do it the right way.
Yeah, for sure. So I got a couple things to share. So my first video, I had a, did I tell this story in the challenge? I don't feel like I did.
I don't know that you did.
So I had been in real estate and I wasn't really doing videos. I was doing real estate, but I wasn't, you know, pumping out a bunch of videos or anything like that. And so my buddy who I helped in real estate was teaching me years and years ago, affiliate marketing. And he said, "Ray, man, you got to get into videos." I'm like, "Okay." And so I do this video, and it takes me 100 takes, and I'm in a suit, I got a red tie, and I'm trying to read this script, and it keeps flopping over. So I prop it open. Now, why didn't I put it on a wall? Like, that would have made more sense. But I put it on, like, you know, I taped it to like the top of my laptop here. And so, like, if you know, the camera's here, I'm looking up here. And so here I am, suit and tie. I'm like, "Hey, do you struggle with generating leads? Hi, I'm Ray Higdon." And so I do this video, and after 100 takes, I finally get it. I'm like, "Oh, thank goodness. Oh man, it's done. Ooh." And I send it to my buddy Robert, who's the one that's kind of been, you know, mentoring me. And I email it to him, and I say, "Hey, what do you think?" And he replies back, "LOL, you should totally post that." I'm like, "LOL." I'm like, "Yeah, ha ha." But inside I'm like, tears. I'm like, "I worked so hard on that." And it was ridiculous. It was me trying to impress. It was me trying to look, you know, over impressive, incredible, and whatever else. And he later learned that I was serious about that video. And he's like, "Dude, just be yourself, man." He goes, You're awesome. Just be yourself. You don't have to impress people." And I'll tell you another thing. So this weekend I was at the 10X conference, Grant Cardone. You didn't go to that, did you?
No, but I've seen all your videos.
Yeah.
Taking away all the,
yeah.
All the takeaways.
So I'll give you three things that directly relate to what we're talking about here. One, and let me see, what order do I want to go? One, he said the stream beats the rock. So if you think about all the people out there that are prospects, that are potential customers, that are potential reps of yours, they're rocks, right? They're just sitting there. Mm-hmm. And you constantly marketing to them, the stream beats the rock. And so eventually that rock takes notice of that stream. And I look at Grant. Grant's a great example. For me, I was the rock. And so Grant interviewed me 2 years ago on his show. And I'll be honest, I had never watched anything of his. And, you know, my buddy Thomas, who I don't know if he's on here or not, but my buddy, actually Angel, I don't have that video because my first YouTube channel and my second one got shut down. So I wish I did. I would totally have that everywhere. I really would. But so my buddy Thomas got me connected with Grant, and I go over to do an interview. He interviews me on his show. I'd never watched any of his stuff. And so I see some of his stuff here and there, you know, whatever. 2 years later, last weekend, I attended my first Grant Cardone event. I'd never been to any of his other events. And just about an hour ago, I just dropped $100,000 with him. So his stream beat the rock.
Yeah,
so I'm just sitting out here oblivious to how good he is. And I witness at the event, like how he thinks. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm going to hire this guy. Mm-hmm. And so we literally just did like an hour ago, $100,000. But he said the stream beats the rock. Attention means money, and best known beats best.
Mm.
And that's a phrase, if you can grab onto that. And what does that mean? It means that the best known restaurant makes more money than the best food.
Yeah.
The best known, you know, marketer makes more money than the best marketer. The best known CBD oil makes more money than the best CBD oil.
Yeah.
And so you want to get known. Now that doesn't mean you have to be an authority or credible or expert. We actually taught that, you know, in the challenge, but you need to get yourself out there. So mm-hmm. you start being that stream and you start pounding, you know, people start being like, man, I'm seeing you everywhere.
Yep.
And so you've seen me step it up. I mean, I've been stepping up, doing 2 Instagram lives, doing a couple Facebook lives. I mean, we're just going crazy now. But that's the deal of, you know, and people will ask, and I don't know if you've ever heard this, Molly, but, you know, people will ask, do you have to do Facebook Live? And it's like, do you have to use a riding lawnmower? No, you can use scissors. It's fine. But it's a good tool. It's so effective.
It is. All right.
So last bit of advice, the person on here, let's broaden it out a little bit. The person that's on here, they've been trying to make social media work for them. So they grow their network marketing business and they're just not seeing any results. They've been at it for 3 years, 4 years, and they feel like they're working their face off, but they're just not getting any results. What do you say to that person? How can we pump some hope into them?
Stop trying to make social media work for you, but start looking to see where you can serve. Start looking to see and finding a need in someone else and do some personal reach outs and just connect with people. And, you know, if you see somebody that could use your product or your service, like reach out to them. And, you know, and I think it's the same in like the coaching world too. It's like, oh, I want all these things to start working for me, but all you need to do is go out and get a client. All you need to do is go out and get a customer. All you need to do is start, you know, developing a testimonial database to really continue to build up the belief about what it is that you're doing. And so I would say keep it simple. Find people that need what you have, or educate people on what it is that they're going to get a benefit from, and just look for ways to serve people, because at the end of the day, that's what we do, you know. And then we communicate different ways to get involved, but it's really about service. And if you can make that true connection with people and let them know, like, people don't know, they don't care what you do or what you have until they really know that you care and they feel that you care. And so get behind whatever it is that you're doing, build your belief system, and, you know, nothing can stop you when you believe in what it is that you're doing.
Awesome. Great advice. Guys, was that amazing or what? Kara, Doug, people are saying good stuff. Do you see the comments too?
I don't. No, I'm blind.
Okay. Well, they're all positive. I'm not seeing any haters on here.
Good.
I do have haters on my Instagram live sometimes, but not on here, apparently.
Yeah.
And so everyone is saying, love this, gold nuggets, love this, valid points. Lots of people dropping compliments. So Molly, congratulations. You're amazing. You had some very tough competition. I cannot stress how tough the competition was. I mean, it took us like a week to finally pick, you know, the winners. And so congrats, you're amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Well, I want to say thank you to you and everything that you do for our industry and everything that you do to up level this industry. It's everything to me, because everything that you share it resonates with how I want to lead, how I want to grow. And, you know, even down to, you know, a great marriage. I know you're talking a little bit more about that and, you know, the all around lifestyle. So I really appreciate that. So it's cool to have somebody like you in our industry. So thank you.
You're the best. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.